This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You need God's mercy, whatever age you are. And you need the mercy that's demonstrated by the cross. By the cross of Jesus Christ, that's where the power is. Any power that's in preaching has nothing to do with the one speaking. I really believe this. Any power that's in preaching is not in rhetoric, it's not in logic, and we're trying to wow people with our logic and our intellect. If there's any power of preaching, it's in the message of the cross. That's why Billy Graham could get up at that stadium somewhere in the country, pouring rain, and say, if you need Christ, you come. Power of the cross. The power of the cross. Jim Downey is from Central Missouri. He has a sad story, but it's a powerful story about forgetting. He said, December 12th, 1969, my world changed forever. I was 11 years old. It was the middle of the night, and I woke to flashing lights from a police car in our driveway. There was a knock at the door, and I heard my mom answer it. Then I heard a man say, Marlene, Will's been shot. Will's been shot. You see, my dad was a cop. As it happens all too often, he was killed during a routine procedure, in this case, a burglary investigation. They caught the man who killed my father that same night. He was tried and convicted, sentenced to die. The sentence was commuted by a higher court in 1973, and to this day, he's in prison. Now, here's what Jim Downey does. He talks about how every day since that terrible tragedy in his life, his dad being shot, he said, all I do is try to get that out of my mind. All I try to do is forget that man who's in prison. All I try to do is forget that day I saw the flashing lights in the driveway. And you know what? The harder he tries not to forget, who wants to guess what happens? It all comes back. He turns on a television program, and it's a Western one night, and it's about a man avenging his dad's death. All came back. He started weeping. Turns on the news report, a police officer shot in St. Louis, in whatever city. He was in Missouri, from whatever city they got the news. He said, it all came back. It all came back. You know what? I'm convinced that there are things that happen in people's lives that you've been trying to forget. But you know what? You won't forget. What do you do with it? You lay it at the foot of the cross. You take the unforgettable moments of your life, the unforgettable people, you take the unforgettable tragedies, and you lay them at the cross of Christ, because you see there's power in putting something figuratively or literally at the foot of the cross. I really believe that. Get this, there is spiritual power, but there's also emotional power. How do I know that? How can I explain that? Look at verse 23. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block. People have trouble with it, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to non-Jews. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. I want to suggest to you that there's something dynamic that happens in a man or woman's life when they take something that's difficult, something that's painful, something that hurts, something that creates agony in their life, and say, Lord, I put it at the cross. And here's what I want to ask you. If you know something better to do intellectually, tell me. Tell me, because I don't know what it is. No one has ever been able to tell me something better than that, more powerful than that.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.